Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. Let's do it. Let's do it, y'all. Let's do it. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, guys. Welcome, 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 and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. Or if you like to be on the air, just press the number one on the keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air for your comments or opinions on today's episode. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Those of you who are listening on Facebook or Twitter, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show as well. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show and welcome. Now, right now, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day is scarify. Scarify. Scarify is a verb, and it means to make scratches or small cuts in, to lacerate the feelings of, or another meaning is to break up, loosen, or roughen the surface of, to cut or soften the wall of, okay? So that's a nice word. You know, you can use that word a lot. Scarify, to make scratches or small cuts in it. To break up, loosen, or roughen the surface of. To cut or soften the wall of something. Wow. Scarify. That's a good one for me, right? Scarify. Now, right now, it's 56 degrees and rain in the ATL. We're looking at rain up to about 1, 2 o'clock today. And then the clouds should kind of break with a little sunshine starting about 4 or 5 o'clock. Okay. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 53, low 33. Thursday, partly sunny, 50. Friday, sunshine, 59. Saturday, cloudy, 64. Sunday, rain, 59. So if you are out right now, you know that it's raining out, and you have to have your umbrella or something going right now to keep that rain off of you, okay? So, but please, guys, please slow down, slow your cars down, and be careful, because it's wet, it's slick, and the roads, you know, are treacherous out there. So slow down and take your time. I know you're in a hurry to get to work or wherever you're going, but really, really, we want you to get there. Okay, we want you to get there. So take it easy and don't be in too much of a rush. All right. So that's your weather. That's your word of the day. And let's see. I guess that's about all I have as far as that kind of stuff goes. Now, today's episode is entitled Absent Parents. So how can parents leave their kids? And what I wanted to discuss today is how, you know, how despicable parents can walk away from their kids and never turn back. Yeah, I said despicable because that's exactly what it is. It's despicable. Okay? And whether you're a young kid, 18, 19, maybe got one of your girlfriends pregnant in high school, or you're 30 or 35 years old, got a girl pregnant and on a one-night stand, and she told you that she was pregnant, and now you want to run away. Okay? Now you want to run away. But I preach this all the time, because I want this to be ingrained in my girls' heads, because I have two girls, all right? And I grew up in a one-parent home, okay? My dad left probably when I was 3-4 years old. And you know, I didn't see him growing up. He moved to California and, you know, didn't see him when I was growing up. But once he came back to Atlanta, that's when I found out where he was and all this. And he did come to the house and I saw him. As far as, you know, my younger years, I didn't know of my dad. I had, you know, I was shown pictures of him, I guess, but I didn't know my dad. I thought, you know, when you're that young, you think that, you know, your mom had you. That's the only parent you have. And until you get out into the world and start going to school or what have you, you don't realize that, hey, my dad's not here. Right? My dad's not here. My mom's not here. Or, you know, neither one of my parents or my biological parents are here. I was brought up, you know, some people say I was brought up in a foster home. Well, I was more fortunate than that. I was brought up in a one-parent home, but I had my granddad and my grandma that I dealt with a whole lot, and they taught me a lot of things that my mom didn't. I hung out with my granddad a lot because I didn't have my dad around. He served as my dad. And I think that a lot of grandparents today serve as these kids' parents. And, you know, although it seems like that's the way that things go nowadays, it's really not fair to the grandparents. And I know, you know, grandparents feel like, hey, this is just as much as my child as it is my daughter's child, or as it is my son's child. I know that. But you having to take your resources or money or whatever and take care of your son or your daughter's kid, and they're still right here in local. Y'all with me? They still right here local. It's just despicable to me that parents, the dad or the mom, could just walk out on their kids. And you know, maybe that's something that I gravitated towards when I was growing up. Once I got to high school and started playing sports, I played basketball. And, you know, my dad was back in town. It seems like that's when he wanted to start to get into my life. I mean, I wasn't a big star in high school, but I was a star in high school. Everyone knew me. And that's when he started to come around. And my mom worked at night, so she wasn't able to catch a lot of my games. But she gave me the support. She bought shoes, she bought whatever I needed to make it happen. Right? She was not absent. And that's probably why, you know, I love my mom so much. Before she died, because I know what she sacrificed for me. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who have or are going through this kind of thing in your household right now. Right now. I know it is, because if not millions, it's thousands and thousands of kids all over the United States and all over the world who don't have parents, who aren't growing up with their parents. Some people growing up with their mom. Some people growing up with just the dad. Some people growing up in foster homes because the mom and dad walked away from them. But that's just cowardice. That's being a coward. Okay, you sleep with some woman, or you sleep with the whomever you're dating, right? Y'all sleep together, y'all get pregnant, and then she tells the guy that she's pregnant, and he takes off. You know why he takes off? He takes off, and he doesn't want to be a dad because he didn't want to be a dad, but he didn't take the precautions. He didn't take the necessary precautions not to be a dad. What I mean by that is he didn't use any protection, you know, when he was having sex with that young lady. She didn't use any protection when she was having sex with that young man. She didn't demand that young man to use protection. And then that's what happened. That's the results. You're pregnant and you're going to have a baby. And some of these kids are still in high school. I know when we were in high school and the girl got pregnant and we knew she was pregnant, she could go to school. It seems like to me, if I can remember, she could come to school up until she was like, it seems I remember that one girl in our class was like 6 or 7 months before they told her that she couldn't come to school anymore until after she had the baby. You know, some people look at that as an honor. But what kind of life can you give a newborn baby, and you're still in high school? It takes cold, hard cash today to take care of a baby. And because you're in high school, because you don't have a job, because you can't take care of that baby, the next thing that it falls to is the grandparents. And the grandparents have to use their cash to take care of your baby. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Press the number one. Get on the show. Give me your comments. Absent parents. How can parents leave their kids? And because that happened to me, this is why I'm so passionate about this subject. I mean, it wasn't both parents. It was just my dad who was absent. Okay? It was just my dad who was absent. And then he comes back into my life after I'm a teenager. And then, to be honest with you guys, then it's too late. No respect for him. No real feelings for him. And he'd come to the house and he'd been drinking and he'd try to push my mom around. No respect. Coward. Okay? But that was, and it wasn't like it wasn't like he had any kind of physical disabilities. He worked all the time. He made good money. Why? Why walk out on your kid? Okay, I understand that sometimes, you know, a husband and wife don't get along, can't live with each other. But if you have a kid, or if you have, you know, more than one kid, why can't you continue to stay local and be in their lives? Or if you go somewhere and take a job out of state or wherever, why can't you continue to make a phone call to those kids every now and then? Why can't you continue to send money home to those kids? Why can't you come home for Christmas to those kids? Those are your kids. They aren't someone else's kids. Those are your kids there. Your flesh and blood. And you walk away from them? Man, tough road. Not only for the mother, and I'm not saying all moms hang around and do everything for their kids, because they don't. Some moms walk out on the kids as well. They walk out on the kids and leave the dad there holding the bag. That happens a lot. But guys, I'm going to tell you this. Just how you see some of these guys in the professional sports making millions of dollars And the first thing they say when they get interviewed by someone on TV is, you know, how did you make this, you know, how did this journey begin for you? How did you make this journey? What made you the player that you are? And the first thing they say, the first thing they say is, if it wasn't for my mom, if it wasn't for my mom taking me to practice every day, doing this, doing that, helping me and believing in me and telling me I can do it and doing this and doing that, I wouldn't be here. What about dad? What happened to dad? Shaquille O'Neal, his dad walked out on them when he was a little boy. And now they've reconnected, but like Shaq said, I know you're my biological father, but I can't call you father because you weren't my father. But you my father, you my biological father, but you didn't raise me. You didn't give me the wisdom and the support and everything that a young boy needs from his dad. You know, it was another guy from the army that married his mom, took care of them and took care of him and showed him what it is to be a man, taught him how to be a man. And it's a huge problem today in the United States, and it's a huge problem within the black community. It's a huge problem within the white community. A gigantic problem within the white community. People don't think that, but it's a gigantic problem in the white community. Okay? It's a huge problem in the white community. It's a bigger problem in the white community than it is in the black community. But, you know, things get so bent out of shape and people try to turn things in a different direction, turn the eye away from some people when the eye should be pointed directly at them. And, you know, so when you think about it, you know, a lot of people say, you know, these black kids are, you know, growing up without a dad and this and that. Well, it's not just the black kids. Okay? There's more white families out there, single parents, foster homes, than it is black. Just know that. Just get that straight. And the biggest thing to me is a young man that'll sleep with a girl, don't use protection, find out she's pregnant, and run away. And part of the reason, it's not just him either. I blame her as well. Because she did the same thing that he did. She didn't use protection. And he didn't use protection. But the biggest thing that a lot of people don't see within this right here, and I'm going to tell y'all this, this is the biggest thing that people don't see within this right here. And y'all can write this down for absent parents is they didn't love each other from the start. They didn't love each other. They did not love each other. They just wanted to get together and have a good time. Have some fun, right? Guys, you know. You know, when you were in high school and some of your guy friends told you about a girl who was easy, right? And what I mean by easy is that, you know, old Johnny, he'd been with her. And then Charles, he got with her last week. And then just over the weekend, Old Brad got with her over the weekend. Man, she easy, man. All you have to do is talk to her, go by her house. Next thing you know, you know, y'all jumping up and down on each other. And that's the problem. Because you don't really care for a girl if she's that easy. Let's be real about it. When she's that easy, you don't care about her. Because you know that she's already been that easy with Brad and Johnny and whomever else. That's how you heard about her. So you're not in love with her. You just know you can go there and have a good time. Right? That's all you wanted to do. If that's all you wanted to do, and you didn't want a baby or anything like that, you didn't want a baby. You don't want a baby. If that's all you wanted to do, why? Why, oh, why wouldn't you use protection? Why wouldn't you use protection? I just don't get it. I know a grown man right now doesn't use protection, and he's seeing a lot of girls. He goes on these internet sites and find these girls and he get together with them, and he doesn't use protection. I say, man, how stupid is that? Well, it just don't feel the same, Frank. What do you mean? What do you mean it don't feel the same? I don't get it. And I'm being straight up honest right now with you guys. I know a lot of people listening to the show and you probably saying, "Oh, Frank, you're getting a little bit too out there now." No, I'm not. It's straight up serious. And I want to be serious with everybody. This is a serious matter. He said it doesn't feel the same. What doesn't feel the same? What doesn't feel the same? That's the you sleep with a girl and y'all, you know, doing your business in bed or on the couch or whatever, wherever you are, and you get to that point where you feel like you're something's getting ready to happen. That's all I can say. Something's getting ready to happen. That feeling's going to be there whether you wearing protection or not. That's going to be the same feeling. It's no different. Or you think just because you're wearing protection, that's going to change the feeling. You're not going to have that feeling if you wear protection. Man, that could be the farthest thing from the truth that I've ever heard. You're still going to get that same feeling. But the feeling that you get is 99.9% if you're wearing protection, that you will not get that young lady pregnant. Who can argue with 99.9%? No one can. I'll take that bet all day. But guys always said, tell me, hey, Frank, it just doesn't feel the same, man. And I got to the point where I know when to pull out. Man, come on. That's you can call yourself the pull-out king all you want to, but that ain't happening. That ain't happening. Because as a young man, you don't understand that. You've already done damage before you even get to that point. You can you can ejaculate and let out semen and you not even know it. See, so why not wear protection before? Put on some protection, man. Ain't no big deal. Nobody's gonna laugh at you. As a matter of fact, somebody's gonna clap for you. Somebody's gonna honor you for wearing protection. I know I will. You know, I tell my daughters that all the time. Hey, I know you're getting to the age where you know, doing this and doing that. I'm sure you're having sex, but you had better. And I say it, you had better make that guy wear protection. If he comes over or you go over there and he's not, I forgot to stop at the store. Well, get your ass up and go on back up to the store. You can go up to the corner store right there. You'll be back here in 5 minutes. Go up to the corner store and buy you a condom. Come back and, you know, and then you can have fun. That's fun. It's no fun when you don't wear protection and then you leave there and then you start thinking, oh man, what if Beverly pregnant? What if I got Beverly pregnant? Man, you don't want that on your head. You don't want that on your conscience. And then the next thing you know, a month and a half later, Beverly calls and says, I'm pregnant. I don't know what to do. And you say, don't worry about it. Click, hang up the phone. And then the next thing you know, Beverly and Beverly parents, one asking Beverly, hey, what happened to Charles? What happened to Brad? I don't know. He done changed his phone number. And I think his mom and dad and then I moved out of state. Oh, my God. That's tragic. And you know, and I can't preach that enough to young kids. I just can't. I can't preach it enough to young kids to take care of themselves by wearing protection. Because it's not what you want. You don't want a baby by this girl. And she doesn't want a baby by you. Both you guys just want to have fun. So why not use the protection in order to have fun? Come on, man. And then if you do want to have a baby, y'all need to join together and decide to have a baby. And not join together and decide to have a baby in high school. Not even college. Get through that stuff first. You're supposed to have fun in high school and college. And if you're having sex in high school and college, the only way to have fun having sex and being have fun in high school and college is to protect yourself. That's all I have to say. Hey, guys, I'm done for the day. Excuse me, I'm hyped up, but please, please, please talk to your kids. Talk to your kids about safe sex, right? Talk to your kids about safe sex because they're gonna have sex, right? You did. They're gonna have sex, but talk to them about safe sex. Hey, guys, join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. It's Frank. I'm over.
Dance for and I'm out. Dogs in the nighttime. Ooh. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Down. We live fast now. Finest. like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like the five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like I know we got static. It must be the fatty. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it.
Keep watching me whip up, it'll keep real and fame.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.